Tens of thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets again to protest against the government's plans to overhaul the judicial system. They say their country, under the most right-wing government in Israel's history, is becoming a dictatorship.
Because they are racists, they are extremists, they are a lot like a Taliban, even worse, because they are racists. And as long as they are in power, nothing good can come out of it.
The Israeli government has proposed changes to allow a simple majority of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset to override almost any Supreme Court ruling. The plan also enables politicians to appoint the majority of the judges in the Supreme Court. The proposal has ignited months of demonstrations. Critics say it will destroy the checks and balances and the separation of power.
These anti-government protests against the proposed judicial changes are the largest in Israel's history. Israeli right-wing government has issued warnings and called people not to attend the protests because of the security concerns. But protesters here say the government is responsible for the crisis and there won't be security without democracy.
Saturday protests came days after Israeli police stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site for Muslims, and forcefully removed overnight Palestinian worshippers on Wednesday. Israeli occupation forces also injured tens of Palestinians and arrested around 400 in the mosque. Many protesters here say the government is deliberately triggered a security crisis to stop the protest.
It's all part of creating chaos because he's trying to divert everything from his real situation in court. He will do everything that on his power to escape from trial because he knows, and he's selling the country, he's selling the people. It's the most extreme people that are sitting right now in the government, and it's a nightmare.
On March 27, Prime Minister Netanyahu posed a proposal after protests paralyzed the country, but he declined to withdraw it completely. Shame, shame, the protesters chant. They say they will not stop until Netanyahu's government is gone. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tel Aviv.